corporate phony.
And a phony at the mic.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I just go with what I do.
Incorrect. Wait for it. And I hope you're hungry because the second half of this word is edible. Incredible.
Jeff Lutz.
Have you ever been nominated for anything of the year?
Yeah.
What?
Man of the Year by the NCAA. I didn't win it, but...
Oh, my gosh.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Don't touch that dial.
Welcome back. It is the second hour of the Bob and Jeff Show, 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. We'd love to have you join us. Right now on that hotline is Mike Furches, our good friend. We're here to talk pop culture. Mike, as Halloween approaches, we know what you're watching. Scary movies,
yeah.
Things that would make me hide under my seat. How you doing?
I'm sitting here smoking a cigar, enjoying some Ziggy's pizza, and wearing my Tennessee shirt and hat. I'm doing wonderful.
That's quite a life you got going there.
Hey, I smoke a cigar for like the next 2 weeks now, since Tennessee don't play again for another 2 weeks, so... You get to enjoy that Bama victory a little bit more. So, it's great to be a Tennessee fan.
Well, don't enjoy it too long. You got bigger fish to fry now that you're in that mix of the college football playoff.
Yeah, ranked number seven. Half Kentucky, and then I forget who after is Kentucky. Then the third week out to Georgia. You know, if it was college football picks that you guys are doing, it's a good thing you didn't invite me because I'd clean the house. I'll just say,
Please, give me a break. Mike Furches.
I know college football, but that's beside the point. I'm having a good time,
okay.
Bob.
Okay, well,
why don't you clean up on FanDuel?
Yeah, why aren't you on FanDuel just putting them out of business?
Well, I give my – true story, if my son's listening – I give him my picks on a fairly, pretty much a weekly basis. He won like $600. I think it's $560 last week. He hit a parlay.
That's a pretty good week.
So, yeah, and he heads out to his house and his wife cooks for me, and I get to hold the grandbaby. So, I'm getting payment enough. But I've always made a point: you don't bet on something unless you're absolutely 100% sure you're going to win. And I never know if I'm going 100% sure to win. So, I'll do my best.
Now, we always have a little brief talk about, or text exchange about, what we're going to talk about. We're going to get into horror movies because it is close to Halloween. But what's going on at NASCAR Park tonight? Is there a showing of The Wizard of Oz? Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely correct. Tallgrass starts up today, Tallgrass Film Festival, which is I've said it before and I'll say it probably till I draw my last breath. It is a Wichita gem, one of the top 10 film festivals in the world. It's hard to believe that little Wichita, Kansas, but they have some incredible talent that comes in. But tonight at Nassinger Park, right downtown across from where Barleycorns and stuff is at, I think where most people know where that's at, they're showing on the big screen tonight at the park The Wizard of Oz. And in Kansas on a nice night on the lawn at Nassinger, and it's free. What a great thing for people to go to do. And, of course, The Wizard of Oz, I think, is the official movie of the state of Kansas, as it should be. And since 1930s, this movie has held off as long as it has. And you can't go any place. I stopped at a couple places when the last time I went to Ohio. And even in these little restaurants or these little museums, the places that honor The Wizard of Oz, it's not just when we go here in Kansas. There's other places around the country. And we went to a little museum in Cleveland, Jeff. And there they had a Wizard of Oz thing. Why in Cleveland, I have no idea. But, that's in our backyard. And I love the movie.
And I've never understood why so many Kansans kind of want to run away from that association with the Wizard of Oz. To me, it's a badge of honor. Some would say it's the greatest movie ever made all these years later. I don't know if I buy that, but... It's certainly one of the great movies.
I'm with you to say it's one of the great movies for sure. I think it's probably one of the top. It's easily in the top 50 movies of all time, but you can go to Spirit Halloween stores here in town. Not to plug them, but there's so much great Halloween stuff in there and great scares and a very large selection of Wizard of Oz costumes, which I guess is still one of their top sellers. I mean, little girls and you know, whoever, they're still buying the little Dorothy costumes, and they have the Cowardly Lion, the Tin Man, they have it all, and they sell like crazy. So it's. I think I agree with you, Bob. It's a badge of honor for the stuff. That and Superman. I can't believe that Superman doesn't get the credit that it should. And here just a few miles over west of us is Hutchinson.
Dude's from Kansas.
The Smallville Festival. And he's from Kansas, yeah. Clark Kent. And
great town of Smallville.
Yep, that's correct. And I've always thought,
Mike, I have a question. When you're done,
Hutchinson,
okay, go ahead.
Let Mike finish.
I thought he was finished.
That's okay. Hutchinson calls
We're rambling now, Mike. No offense.
But Hutchinson calls itself Smallville once a week, or for a week every year during their film festival. So it's a great time. Go ahead, Jeff. Now we can talk Eagles or whatever.
All right. No, we're gonna talk. We're gonna talk horror movies. We talked horror movies last week.
Are you becoming a one-trick pony?
What do you mean?
Well, Mike just said it. We'll talk Eagles.
Well, if you want to,
I mean,
I'd love to.
Is that all you offer now?
Apparently, in Mike's opinion, it is. So, horror movies. We get to Halloween, and a lot of people were obviously talking about horror movies, but we're talking Halloween, Mike Myers. We're talking Jason. We're talking Freddy. We're talking The Shining. Is there a movie of the last 20 years that is going to be able to break through the classics? Are we going to? Does any recent horror movie going to stand the test of time for you?
Yes, yes, it was number two at the box office last week, right behind Smile, The Terrifier, Art the Clown. I said it last week, and I'll say it again. Art the Clown is the new Michael Myers. He's the new Freddy Krueger. He is a terrifying, not to use that for as a pun. But the Terrifier is a terrifying killer. I mean, he's scary as I'll get out. H-E double hockey sticks. He's scary as I'll get out and gory.
All right, I'm going to push back.
Hold on, let him talk.
He's the new one.
Okay.
He is the new character. And again, you go to some of these Halloween costume places. They're selling Halloween costumes. One of the top two or three sellers this year, and he's done four movies now. So he's
the Terrifier. This
Art the Clown.
I got to admit, I've not seen any of them.
Oh, you may not have seen the movies, but I bet you've seen the character because the costume is so prevalent now, and it's a scary looking costume too. So, but you said you disagree, Jeff, or you're going to give a little pushback? Go ahead.
Here's the pushback. I think people want to be scared, yes, but they want some lightness to it, right? They want a moment of levity in their horror movies. Do people want to be just scared to death?
Well, that's actually a really good question, Jeff.
Thank you. I come up with some every now and then.
But I don't find humor in gore. Okay, I want to make that. I call it gore porn. That it's so obscene because it's so gory, and I just don't like it. But people are laughing all through the movie. I don't get it. I don't see what's funny about some of the scenes in the movie, but it's being billed as a horror comedy. I don't get it. That's how it's billed. Other people are laughing. What makes people laugh nowadays is not the same as it is what makes me laugh. So it is good. It's entertaining, especially at what it does. But I can't deny, even though I'm not crazy about the character, Art is a new, he's a new character. He is the new boogeyman, if you will. And the numbers show it.
Interesting. As I've said numerous times on this show in the recent years, I'm completely off the grid when it comes to going to the theater for a movie. Haven't done it in 4 years. More than 4 years. Not sure when I'll do it. I never even look at what's showing.
Isn't that crazy?
What has happened to me? What has happened to me? I feel like I get enough. You know, I watch a lot of shows on all the streaming channels.
Yeah, too many.
Oh, yeah. Well, make your judgment. Whatever. But the theater has lost its appeal to me, Mike. How am I ever going to get that back?
You have to take a step. And just go. Find one that you want to see and just go. And I would recommend that when you do it, that you go back to a matinee, that you go preferably, if at all possible, through the week. when there's not that many people there. I got a buddy that I like to take to the movie. He's fighting pancreatic cancer, and I like to go to the movies with him. And he can't go any other time except through the day during the week when the crowds are down. And that's how he got his start back. And that's what I'd recommend. Find something you really want to see. See, I thought she was going to do it with the Flower Moon or one of those things, or Oppenheimer, but you didn't. So,
I waited until it came out.
Did you watch Killers of the Flower Moon?
I haven't ever watched it. Now, there's a movie that I'm looking at right now on my phone, on my Flixster app, and it's showing here locally, and it's called Goodrich with Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
That tweaks me. There's a day I would have definitely gone to that. No
question.
What
does it tweak you, just because he's in it? Or?
I love Michael Keaton.
He was on SNL this past week.
Yeah, I love Michael Keaton, and it sounds like a good premise. Sounds like a good movie. One I would have for sure gone to 5 to 10 years ago. And I don't know. I don't know. So
not no more.
What I'm watching right now, Mike, is on Max, and I'm through two episodes of eight. And it's The Penguin. It's obviously one of those Batman things. And it stars Colin Farrell, who is made up to where you certainly would not think it's Colin Farrell. I'm through two episodes. I am in. My wife seems to be in. She had a moment where she thought she might back out, but we seem to be in. That looks to be one of those shows that's going to win some Emmys. I know you've heard mixed reviews, but I've heard only pretty good ones.
Well, part of the mixed reviews is that one of the original directors or people that was involved in the movie pulled out because it's reportedly so violent. I'm going to start watching it tonight after we had our text back and forth today. I'm watching it late tonight because I'm going to try to go to The Wizard of Oz with my wife tonight. She volunteers at Tallgrass, and so we're going to try to go see The Wizard of Oz. But I'm going to try to start watching that later tonight. And the reviews I've heard is that it was so violent. And I don't
it's
know if
violent.
That's the case or not. You've seen it. I've not seen it. But violence, it offends me depending on how it's done. I shouldn't say it offends me. I'm cautious of violent movies depending on how it's done. I think that the violent nature of movies can potentially do a measure of harm. In young minds, it comes back to the place, I think, where parents need to be parents. If a movie is rated R, then don't take a 7-year-old. There were 5- and 6-year-olds in to see Terrifier that their parents took them.
Well, that's crazy.
I don't understand. It's crazy. I don't understand that at all. But that's the controversy I've heard, is that it was extremely violent and some people thought it was too violent. But I've heard good things about it for sure. And I love Colin Farrell. He is one of those great contemporary actors, in my opinion. So. And I love the character of the Penguin as well. So,
yeah, I'm not into violence. I mean, I it's not like I'm a prude or anything, but it just seems like that's all we're getting lately is dark stuff. And
well, the whole Batman thing's dark.
When are artists going to cheer up? Batman's not that dark.
It depends.
I mean, the origin story, I get it. It's all, but we've had fun with Batman over the years, right?
We don't need the Adam West version.
A lot of versions. Michael Keaton was fun. George Clooney was kind of fun. We had fun with these characters. Now let's just make them the darkest possible. They kill people. It's violent. You know what you should watch? Papa's House on CBS with Damon Wayans and Damon Wayans Jr. Two of the funniest people ever on the planet. And it's not just people wanting to be angry all the time. Go for it.
Wow.
Michael.
I'm wanting to be angry.
The people who make these shows are.
I think that Batman, the character, is and always has been, with the exception of the old 60s TV series, been a dark character. And there's a lot of comic books that I think Batman was more of an adult comic in its origins than most people ever even give credit for because of Adam West. And but that's one of those areas I would disagree. I think Batman is tip. I think.
Well, when I grew up, you know, it was Jim Carrey as the Riddler, these over-the-top characters, like I said, with some levity to them. It wasn't just all dark. I'm sorry for interrupting, Mike, but when you're off base, I got to cut in. It's my show.
Oh, brother.
Hold on a second. I got to get me something to breathe because I'm laughing so hard. I'm losing my breath here.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway,
you're right. Sometimes, Jeff, I was pulling for you, man. I was thinking maybe this last weekend with the Guardians. I really was.
Oh, stop it! I'm not over it.
I was grieving for you. I'm serious. I was pulling for the Guardians for you. Now I don't give a flip. I don't care who wins now. But I was pulling for the Guardians.
Me neither.
So there you go. You're going to put me down. Here we go. I'll remember that next time.
I was just joking. You know I love you.
I know.
But I'm with you on Colin Farrell. I just think anything he does is something I want to watch because he's a gifted actor. And to be able to play this character, Oz, the Penguin, with all this makeup, my God, I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's fascinating to me to watch people at their very best, right? I mean, isn't that what we're looking for in cinema?
Absolutely. And what it does, I think, Bob, because you made mention of his makeup, it gives you such a good impression of the talents and abilities of makeup artists. It makes you notice when those awards come up. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, because you now appreciate what they have done, there's an artist that can make him look nothing like himself. And Hollywood is so much more than just the movie. It's the craft of making it, the way you tell the story. And it's one of the reasons I love movies as much as I do.
All right, Mike. It's always fun. We'll get you on next week. We'll go deeper into the Tallgrass Film Festival and some of the things you're able to see there. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
You guys take care.
All right, Mike Furches. Talking pop culture, which I enjoy doing. Jeff, not so much.
Well, what do you mean?
You want to get in on it. There's violence. It's dark.
Well, watch Papa's House.
I'm not watching Papa's
House.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm going to watch the next slasher movie.
Not enough murder.
And I'm going to get on it tonight, and I'm going to watch people slash it up. Okay?
Good.
That's what I'm watching.
Yeah. What does that satisfy in your brain?
I don't know, but I'm going
to
watch
it. Do you want to be a murderer?
No, I don't want to be a murderer, but I want to watch it. That sounded terrible. I want to watch movies.
You want to watch dark, violent movies.
We'll come back in a moment. We'll talk some Chiefs. They made an acquisition. We'll see what we think of it. DeAndre Hopkins, now a Kansas City Chief. They certainly needed to replenish their receiving core, I guess. We'll see what we think about that move. Stay with us.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
DeAndre Hopkins looks like he's headed to Kansas City. Details still being worked out. But from I read, they expect him to be on the field this Sunday against Las Vegas. Fifth round pick goes to Tennessee.
Maybe a fourth rounder.
No brainer. But I don't know what DeAndre Hopkins has left in the tank. He'll be playing with Patrick Mahomes, which will help. And
we're going to find out.
This is one of those moves that could end up helping the Chiefs, won't hurt them.
This is how you find out what a wide receiver has left. You put him with Patrick Mahomes and, you know, probably get the best out of him on some level.
Tennessee wasn't going anywhere.
No, and they have Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins.
You can't even judge what they have.
And they're terrible because their quarterback was terrible. Will Levis and then Mason Rudolph.
So I'm sure DeAndre Hopkins feels a sense of rejuvenation. He's certainly had all-pro years. Is he a Hall of Famer?
I don't know.
If Torrey Holt isn't, this guy isn't.
It seems like there are other receivers we need to get in.
Did you hear what I just said?
Before we get DeAndre
in. Did you hear what I just said?
Is Torrey Holt not in?
No.
You sure?
Yes. And he's a much better player than DeAndre Hopkins. if you don't mind me saying so.
He's expected to be a finalist again in 2025.
He's not in yet. And DeAndre Hopkins has had a very good career.
Of course
he
has.
How many yards for Torrey Holt?
13,382.
Yeah, DeAndre's on that. He's getting closer. How many touchdowns for Torrey Holt?
That's not on this little list I'm looking at. So now I got to go to his.
I want that information.
Now I got to go to his actual page.
I want that information.
Yeah, I understand what you're looking for.
And I want it now. I'm not used to waiting.
I don't care what you're used to. He's got 74 touchdowns.
79 for Hopkins.
What's the yardage for Hopkins?
12,528.
So they're pretty similar.
Hopkins has never played on a team like the Rams.
Torrey Holt should be in the Hall of Fame. DeAndre Hopkins is probably going to get in.
Who was his main quarterback all those years in Houston?
Schaub.
Matt Schaub, who was a better quarterback than you might imagine.
He was okay. He got pretty bad toward the end of his career. But he was all right.
In 2015, Hopkins had over 1,500 yards. And pretty good club, wasn't it?
I guess it wasn't Schaub.
Who was it? Who was their quarterback? Because he had a run of incredible seasons over there in Houston.
Brian Hoyer for a little bit. It was Deshaun Watson for a little bit.
He went to Arizona and had one really good year, his first year there with Kyler Murray, 1,400 yards. Then he really fell off. Injuries started to plague him. He did play in 17 games last year with Tennessee, had over 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns. And then this year has been pretty much non-existent for a bad Titans team.
That's how that goes.
And
all
he's
about the QB.
He's obviously no spring chicken, 32 years old. But there's probably enough in the tank to get him into the end zone a couple, three times for the Chiefs.
It could happen. It's a good move.
Why are you talking down to me?
They were looking at.
Why are you?
I'm not.
It could happen.
I don't know, because you're not really saying anything.
I'm saying a lot.
You're saying, well, he might score a touchdown. Okay, yeah, great. It's a good move. It's an upgrade from what they have. They're still battling injuries.
Who was a Houston quarterback?
Watson, for the most part.
That's when he was a promising guy.
Yeah, I had Schaub playing a little later than he actually did with Houston. He kind of bounced around toward the end. He was done by 2013 in Houston.
And then what? Who was their quarterback then?
It was Osweiler for a year. They had Brian Hoyer for a year, and then they went with Watson.
What year?
15, I think, was Watson's first year.
He's that old? Man, the world's spinning so quickly right now. I don't get it. Seems like he just broke in.
Well, he's getting old. I don't know. I don't know.
Why do you get so flustered?
I don't know.
All I want is reliable information.
Deshaun Watson came along in 2017. That was his first year as a starter.
Okay, 2017.
Started 6 games that year.
Who was the other starter?
In 2017? Well, I'll tell you who it was.
I don't have time.
It was Tom Savage, the great Tom Savage.
I barely remember him.
T.J. Yates started 3 games that year for Houston.
I barely remember him.
Taylor Heinicke got into a game.
Well, anyway, this is a move that only has upside, in my opinion. Has no downside.
Yeah, it's a no-risk move.
Because the Chiefs can win without him.
Right, but you'd rather have him be productive.
You'd love to get some of these guys healthy. They think Hollywood Brown might somehow get back into the mix of things.
In the playoffs.
Later in the year. Well, let me tell you
maybe.
Something. Let me tell you something about what the Chiefs
probably
are thinking.
Pretty unlikely.
Let me tell you what the Chiefs are thinking.
No, just because you got proven wrong, you don't get to go double back.
Here's
on
what
your
the Chiefs
your answer.
Are thinking. If we can get him back for the playoffs, that's really all that matters. They're in the playoffs.
Fine. But that's also acclimating.
They are already in the playoffs.
That's also trying to acclimate a guy who hasn't played all year. That's making sure he's healthy. That's getting him on the field. That's ingratiating him with the quarterback and his fellow receivers. It's relearning the system. There's a lot that goes on for just a guy.
You act like that's an issue.
Well, it's Hollywood Brown. It's not like it's Randy Moss.
It's funny to hear you say that. You act like that's a hindrance to the Kansas City Chiefs.
I don't know what it is. Has that happened to them?
You sound like Patrick Mahomes can't adjust to that.
I didn't say Patrick Mahomes,
well,
did I?
That's what I'm taking. That's what I think
I
heard.
Not a word about Patrick Mahomes was uttered.
Like he can't adjust to the system. Please.
Hollywood Brown? Again, it's
Hopkins
not,
is going to play this
it's
week.
It's not Randy Moss we're talking about.
Hopkins is going to play this week.
Yeah, he's been playing all year.
Hollywood's in all the meetings. You don't think he knows what's going on?
Hopkins has not been hurt all year.
Hollywood's in the meetings.
The meetings? What, is it a good wide receiver room? Is he in the building
a lot?
Yeah,
he's in the meetings.
Is he
knows
good,
the playbook.
Is he a good football player?
He knows the playbook.
I'm sure.
All he's got to do is run the play.
We want him in the building. Shut up.
What are you getting so angry about?
I hate
about?
Football speak.
He's in the building.
They got a good wide receiver
he's
room.
He's in the room. He's listening.
Does nobody else get to come in that room?
He's hearing all the things that are being said in the room.
What if a running back accidentally snuck into the wide receiver room? Do they burn it down?
You're so angry about the Guardians.
The Guardians. That happened months ago.
You turned everyone against the Guardians.
I don't care.
Nobody cares about them.
Mike Furches was rooting for him.
Yeah, but not
now.
Somehow
our friend Ralph, quote unquote, was rooting for the Yankees? What in the world?
Well, Ralph's a good man.
Who just roots for the Yankees for no reason?
I don't know who. I'm not for anybody. I never am when the Cardinals are not playing, but I'm looking forward to the World Series because I'm a baseball person.
I'm not.
Right, you're not.
I'm brokenhearted.
I've tried to tell you that for years.
I'm heartbroken.
You're not like I am.
No, I'm not looking forward to the World Series.
Right.
And neither would you be.
Yes, I would.
You shrugged it off in June that this Cardinals team wasn't going anywhere.
I watched every game.
Yeah, it's easy to watch games when there's nothing at stake.
I watch them. I pour my heart and soul. I watch videos about them.
And I read
every word I can get my hands on.
And what happened to this Twitter deletion or whatever?
I never look at Twitter other than to get to Bernie's YouTube videos and to post about our show.
You know what a good way to get to Bernie's YouTube videos would be? YouTube.
No, I just do it there. I got a plan for it. I execute.
Max said he's got a promo out of this show. He's got to have at least 8 or 9.
None that involve you.
I'm on fire today.
How is that on fire?
I am absolutely.
You know what's a good way to look at Bernie video?
I go to Twitter to get his YouTube
YouTube's
videos.
YouTube's a good way. That's
what are we even talking
Bob
about?
Would say. You, why don't you just get on YouTube?
No, Future Bob is probably going to 3 or 4 steps to get on YouTube. He's probably going to Google to get on Twitter. He's going to Twitter to get on something. He's going to that to YouTube.
You don't like older people, do you?
No, I love them.
Speaking of older people,
but
boys,
you gotta admit,
old 87.
What's that, Max?
Old 87's holding.
Speaking of an older person,
on the IHOP hotline.
Here's a Jim 94. I've lost track. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, well, we want to talk a little bit of football because I can remember when you were a Raider fan, and guys that were on a junket that I knew about would get on an airplane and gamble all day and all night and get back on an airplane. Never get a motel room and get back into the Sedgwick County area. And so you can do that same thing with the Raiders this weekend.
Are you telling me I should somehow fly to Las Vegas
and bet all day,
and then get back here in the evening?
Get back, you know, midnight or sometime like that. I don't know what time the game is on Sunday.
But just go out and do some gambling and head back.
No, not do any gambling. Just go to the Raiders-Chiefs game.
Go to the game and then get back here later that evening.
When you used to be a Raiders fan.
Well, that's certainly something to consider. I probably won't do it. It sounds exhausting.
I don't think there are direct flights. There might be. I don't want to say that. But Allegiant, at least, no direct flights on Sunday from Vegas to Wichita. There might be on Southwest. I don't know.
But okay, a good idea, Jim.
We came in to, with
Wait, I'm lifter. Wrong about that, too. Anyway,
Let
go ahead, Jim.
Talk.
Go ahead, Ole.
Okay. We came within a whisker of having a Subway Series if the the Mets would have won. It would have been a and instead
Subway
it's a
Series.
It's a cross country with a
it's
going
a
on down.
Route 66 series almost. Not really. That's Chicago. Yeah. Can we get off the air? I'm not on fire anymore, Jim.
Be quiet, Jeff. My God, let people talk.
Well, I think I did.
Go ahead, Jim. Anything else?
This is really historic, and you need to go over and visit your father's grave and kind of read the newspaper to him or something or other. Tell him the score from day to day on this game. The only thing that's going to be missing.
Are you telling Jeff he needs to visit his father's grave or me?
Huh? I'm talking.
Thanks, Jim. I think we've reached the end. Thank you, Jim.
No, we haven't reached the end. The only thing we're going to miss
Max?
In this World Series is L.A. Reynolds. We're going to miss L.A. Reynolds.
There you go. Thank you, Max.
Who?
There goes Jim. When I say we've reached the end, we've reached
Are
the
you
end.
Sure that you wanted him to talk and not me?
When I say we've reached the end, as much as I like Jim, I didn't need that extra Allie Reynolds comment.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Allie Reynolds is a good player.
Well, yeah, he's a good player from Jim's youth. You know where Allie Reynolds is from?
Absolutely. Pratt.
No.
No, then I don't know. Bethany, Oklahoma.
He is from Oklahoma. That's good.
Yeah, I know.
Allie Reynolds, I'd have to look up, but I think he had a connection to the Old American Association back in the day.
I don't know. He didn't start playing until the 40s. Wasn't the American Association earlier than that?
I'm talking about as an administrator.
Could be. Obviously a former Cleveland Indian.
869-1240. We've got a busy hotline today. It's sponsored by our friends at IHOP. You can get their $6 specials all week, all during the week, Monday through Friday. We got a full slate of NBA games tonight. We had the Celtics knocking down three-pointers right and left last night in their win over the Knicks.
What? Until they couldn't.
Well, they got it done.
They missed the last 13 when they had a chance
at
their record. Yeah, they won. How many do you think the Pacers will make tonight?
I don't care about the Pacers. I'll be honest with you.
Horrible.
I'm with you on your Guardians' love and admiration. I don't care about the Pacers.
Why?
I just don't care about them. They don't speak to me.
This is the problem with NBA coverage. You'll read any preview article or what's going to happen or here's who you look out for. Pacers made the gosh darn conference finals last year.
They're fine.
And they
They're
get
fine.
Literally nothing.
They're fine.
They were one of the four best teams in the league last year.
They're okay.
And no one talks about them.
I got to tell you, there was a day when I was I got my Sports Illustrated NBA and college basketball preview yesterday. There was a time in my life when I would have devoured that immediately upon arrival.
Sure.
I set it on a table.
Yeah, those were good issues of that magazine.
What's wrong with me?
It's not the same.
It is the same.
It's not the same guys.
It's their previews of the NBA.
It's not Gary Smith. It's not Jack McCollum. It's not the...
It's still good people.
Who?
It speaks more to my level of interest in the NBA than anything else.
You should be interested.
I'm just not nearly as interested in it as I once was.
All right.
Just not.
Can you name one writer for Sports Illustrated?
I could if I went up and looked at it. I'd recognize a bunch of the writers. Because they still have their share of really good ones. But they don't have it like back in the day.
Of course not.
So I don't know what you're getting at.
I'm getting at, can you name one? Which you can't, so there we go. yeah, you might recognize a name, but it used to be back in the day, you could just pop off five or six of the Sports Illustrated writers and go from there. And that's what they were known for. And that's how a lot of people made their name in the industry. Next.
Well, I don't get what you're even getting at.
See, you can't even find one now.
John Wertheim is with Sports Illustrated. He's been with them quite some time.
Well, John.
Michael Rosenberg is a longtime, big-time writer. He's with Sports Illustrated. So those are two. Now, do they have the lineup they once had? No. But they still got some people.
Excellent.
That's all I'm saying.
Sort of.
I'll go up and look at the issue tonight.
They'll text me who's in it.
I'm not texting
Who's writing those previews?
I prefer not to have any more communication with you today.
Okay, that's fine.
You've not had a good day. You've been irritating.
I think I've had one of my best days.
Max said, well, you gave me a highlight, and you think that had something to do with you.
That's not really how I judge it. I give Max highlights every day. It's just how do I feel? And I feel great.
I thought you didn't feel great.
Who said that?
5 minutes ago, you were miserable.
Well, Jack brought me down a little bit. I always call him Jack because he reminds me of Jack, our old Sports Daily caller. Jim brought me down.
Listen, Jack, no offense to Jim, but Jack was one of the all-time great callers.
Of course. And Jim is too, but...
Well, he's a great caller, but they're different.
He's a little bit of a non sequitur. I don't really know where he's going all the time. So when I try to keep up with him, I got to go to a bunch of different places.
What was it like when Jack would call first thing every show?
I don't know.
Well, you answered the phone.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I think I just...
Did you develop a rapport with him?
I think I just put him on.
So no conversation.
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Well, that's totally you.
That was a great tradition.
Well, Jack, just a minute. I mean, it just...
Well, it was 6 in the morning, for God's sake.
No feel for people.
Not then, no, but better now.
I mean, that's Jack, man.
We love Jack.
I actually met him a few times out and about.
I'm sure that was a pleasant experience.
Pastor Mike, obviously, was a good friend.
One of the best. We've lost too many. Dennis, Dan Barber.
Was a good friend. Pat Pask, a good friend.
Was it, I don't want to misspeak, but the caller from Valley Center who we had early in the show, I want to say his name was Mike, but if I'm wrong about that and someone's listening who knew him, I apologize.
What do you mean, Mike? What about him?
Do you remember him?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, it was a man who passed away who called our show early on.
Well, who?
I don't remember his name. That's why I'm apologizing, but I wanted to give him the proper reference.
I remember a Mike who had a very distinctive voice.
Yeah, I impersonated him, and then what happened?
The Mike you're talking about?
No, he's still alive and kicking.
Well, why didn't he call?
I think
whatever happened to Chuck?
Where is Chuck?
Chuck, give us a call.
He doesn't do it. He doesn't like me.
You've turned off a lot of people.
A lot of old people, sure.
Well, that doesn't mean they can't call me. Max, here's what I'd like to do moving forward. If someone calls and says, I'd like to be on the show, but I don't want to talk to Jeff at all, I'd like you to... Take care of that.
That's fine.
Put them through.
You think there will be anybody who goes...
Turn Jeff's mic off.
The other way.
And we'll have a conversation. And on the flip side of that, in the unbelievable circumstance that someone would call and say, I don't want to be on with Bob, but I'd like to talk to Jeff, same thing applies.
That would be a much more interesting conversation, I think.
Turn my mic off. And let whomever and Jeff have just one of the worst exchanges you've ever heard.
Does Max have access to our microphones?
Sure he does.
I don't know that he does.
Max, turn Jeff down right now.
Only you can, Mac. Only you can. You have the power.
Turn him down.
I'd have to turn you both off. I'd have to turn you both off.
Call
Odyssey and get him off the air. I don't care.
All right, I'll talk to Jay, the engineer.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, get Jay on it.
There has to be a way.
This is too funny. Oh, my God.
There has to be a way to get Jeff.
Was that Max again telling me?
Out of my headset.
There's got to be, right?
I'm so tired of hearing you today.
What a show I've had. That's when I walk away knowing I've done it.
I like it when you're like you normally are, where you know you're not doing very well, and you just kind of mix into the background.
But today you admit I'm doing pretty well.
And today you think you're doing well, and it's been a challenge.
One of our best shows.
We will be here tomorrow with the three-man booth. Jason Duda will join us. We look forward to it. We'll see you then.